Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On Air with Russell of Hotels, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome to On Air with Russell of Hotels, where we talk about everything hospitality, from hotels to influencers and everything in between. We will feature guest interviews with hospitality professionals who will share their experiences. Your host, Russell Edmond, has spent over 25 years in the hospitality industry, beginning his career with Marriott International in hotel operations, before moving into the sales arena and becoming a relationship building director of sales and marketing. Russell then went to the other side as a hospitality entrepreneur. He now consults in the hotel and meeting space, which includes being the CEO of Russell of Hotels Group. Did I mention he was a veggie foodie? Yes, Russell is always looking for good non-meat eats. Please welcome your host, Russell Edmond.
Good afternoon, and thank you for joining On Air with Russell of Hotels. I'm Russell Edmond, just in case you didn't recognize the voice or didn't recognize my face if you're on Facebook Live. It's a great week. We just started. Tuesday, right? Taco Tuesday. Yeah, I'm going to make tacos today. I'm going to do ground turkey for the kids, and then of course for me, I get the veggie whatever, the veggie meat. I actually already diced up, or I don't know if you call it diced or chopped up, some cauliflower in there, and they mixed it with taco seasoning, like the, I think it's Lowry's or El Paso, I think that's what it was, El Paso taco seasoning. That's what I did today. So I already prepared it because, you know, I got a kind of a busy day. So I do the radio show today. Then I have an event to go to tonight. But then between that, I have to pick up the kids and all that stuff. So I'm like a bus driver. After I leave here at about 3 o'clock, I'm like a bus driver. So I have to pick up the kids and all that stuff. And then, like I said, I have an event tonight. So I had to cook earlier. Only thing I have to do now is just cook the taco shells and, you know, and then we're good to go. So there you go. I don't know how I got off on that, but I did. So Taco Tuesday, turkey meat for the kids, ground turkey, and then for me or whoever else wants to eat it, it is chopped cauliflower and then some veggie crumbles. So you can get those at Trader Joe's or a regular store. You can get that stuff. Anyway, so once again, hello. Thank you for joining On Air with Russell of Hotels. It's a live radio show, so my ranting is live, right? So I can't, like, edit this out later and then show it to you. So it is live. We are on Facebook Live as well as LATalkRadio.com. So go LATalkRadio.com. If this is your first time listening, you can go Facebook and then just go LA Talk Radio and then scroll and look for me, and I should appear somewhere on your video screen if you're interested in that. We're Hospitality Unplugged. What does that mean? Hospitality, hashtag Hospitality Unplugged. That means we talk about everything in the hospitality world. But always remember, just because you can say it, I can say anything on the radio, right? If I want to cuss, I can cuss, but I don't do that, right? Just because you can doesn't mean you should, okay? So you always want to be, you know, aware of what's going on or aware of your audience or whatever. So just because you can do it doesn't mean you should. Just because you can say it doesn't mean you should say that. So, but we are unplugged. We do say some different things, and you know, I try to share things that maybe other people don't share. If I don't like certain things, I'll tell you. I mean, not in a bad way, but just kind of, you know, maybe it's one of those things we need to work on. Hope you have a great weekend. I'm live in the studio today. It's Sherman Oaks, California. It's about 66 degrees today. We're experiencing this June gloom. So for people that don't know how Southern California is or LA area, typically in the mornings to about noon, it's cloudy. So it has like an overcast, but then it kind of burns off You know, it's 1 o'clock, but it still hasn't burned off yet. And we're in the valley, so, but it's still about 66 degrees. So normal, probably normal. So like next month would probably be in the 70s, mid 70s to 80s. But right now it's 66 degrees. So, but we love Southern California. So that's why we're here, right? We take the good with the bad. So if we have to deal with 66 degree weather, then that's what we'll do. What's in the industry news? So I have a couple things. Oh, I have no guests today. So I have no guests today, but we are, if you can see, for people that can't see, we are being sponsored by Cogwheel Marketing, who is Stephanie Spark Smith's company. She was our guest last week. So she was great. I'm still getting comments about Stephanie and the knowledge of, you know, SEO and stuff like that. In fact, I passed on a lot of information to several of my old colleagues that are going through some, you know, SEO things or things they need to look for as far as, you know, the internet stuff. Like, are they putting things, are they posting things or their content and things like that. So Stephanie actually has a, they can kind of take a hotel or maybe rebranding a hotel. She has some steps that are measurable and that you can see and you can put those in place right away. So, in fact, someone I talked to said, you know, they're right on track with it. They're about to open, I don't know, 6 months or something like that. But she said they were on track. But there are some things on there that were very good for her to know. So check it out. Cogwheelmarketing.com. Last week, I think I said Cogwheel, but it's Cogwheel. I don't know why it just, I don't know. Cogwheelmarketing.com. So www.cogwheelmarketing.com. And you can see it for people on Facebook Live. You can see the little placard or signage right there. So thank you so much, Stephanie. I'm going to say a little bit more about her in a couple minutes. Travel restrictions. This is industry news. So we have some travel restrictions to Cuba. You know, we knew this was coming, this new administration. So there's groups that are effective, like the educational trips are no longer allowed. There's a list of things that are not allowed. So I guess you need to check that. Go on, you know, the White House website or the government website, or just Google Cuba restrictions, and I'm sure it would come up. And that's effective as of June 5th. So, I mean, if you're planning trips, I don't know if cruise ships can still go there. Like, say, because the cruise ship, you don't stay the night in Cuba. You may go there for the day and then you leave, right? So I'm not sure if that's affected at all. So, but I know groups that are there for education. I mean, that's how a lot of people got to go over there, is that they, well, I don't know how they prove it, but they had to fill out an application saying we're there for educational trip. So you're going to, I don't know, teach English. I don't know what you're going to do, or help them put things together, or help them build, help them clean, help them paint, whatever. I mean, I'm sure there's a myriad of things that people do. They go from here over to Cuba to assist with certain things, or maybe it's a cultural thing. You know, you go into a Cuban concert or whatever. So there's a lot of reasons or a lot of ways people got to go over there. Well, now they're trying to cut out some of those things. So if you're planning a trip to Cuba, I would suggest you look today, because this just came out today, right before I got here. So there was breaking news. So check it out. Just Google Cuba, Cuba, and I'm sure it'll come up. Restrictions. My experience last week. Now, I was out of town, so I've been out of town 2 weeks in a row, right? So I was in Denver 2 weeks ago, and then last week I was in Houston. Now, Houston I was there for a graduation. So my nephew, who is the son of my best friend, Thomas White, so his graduation was this past Saturday. So I went on Thursday, and I actually came back just yesterday. So that was a great trip, but... And I think I mentioned this last week when Stephanie was here, had to do with clear.com or clearme.com. It's basically that front of the line pass. If you travel a lot and you're not TSA pre-board, but even if you are, well, check this out. Even if you are a TSA pre-board, if you have this clear.com, you can go to the front of the line of the TSA pre-check, right? So there's two lines. Either you're a regular person, meaning you're not TSA pre-check, or your TSA pre-check, right? So Doesn't matter. If you're a clear member, you can go to the line of each of those. So, okay, I'm not a TSA pre-check member, but LAX, I get there. You go, you see the clear thing. The people are right there. It's right before the security line. You go there. There's 200 people in line. You go there, your two fingers, click, and the pictures of you pops up. You do your boarding pass, which is on your phone. Bloop. You go, and they take you. They escort you to the front of the line. So if there's 300 people, if there's 1,000 people in line, they take you right to the security guy that basically is checking your boarding pass and your ID. He doesn't check it. He just says, oh, come on. And you just stand right there in line, take your belt off, take your clothes off, put them on the conveyor belt, and then you're out. So I'm saying this from when I got dropped off to when I got through security was all of 10 minutes. Because I still had to check my bag, right? So I checked one bag. So I did that, but that's automated, right? So you do that, and then you give it to the attendant at the desk. They take it. Thank you very much. They just check your ID. Thank you very much. Go to security. So you go security, go right to the front of the line, go to the clear line, and they take you right to the front of the line. So it took all of 10 minutes for me to get from when I got dropped off to checking my bag, to going to the clear, to go into security. So if you travel a lot, you need to check it out. Even if you're TSA pre-check, you still need to check it out. So it's called clearme.com. Okay, check it out. I said it last week. I'm saying it again. I'm going to keep saying it until whenever I travel, I'm going to let you know. And it's at 30 airports, but it just happened to be at the airports that I was going to. So LAX has it, Houston, and Denver. And this was Houston Hobby, so that's the smaller airport. And I'm sure the other one, I can't think of what the other one's called. Is the other one called Bush? Yeah, Bush probably has it too because it's larger. So Houston has it at both airports. LAX has it, and Denver has it. So check it out. Clearme.com. New 11-story Citizen M Hotel breaks ground in downtown L.A. So another hotel going in downtown L.A., a non-branded hotel. If you notice, a lot of non-branded hotels have been going downtown L.A., which is good, right? We like non-branded hotels. We like independents, right? Indie hotels. Hashtag indie hotels. So anyway, there's a 315-room hotel that just broke ground. So it's going to be on the corner of 4th and Spring Street. It's a Dutch hotel chain. It's called Citizen M Hotel. Citizen M. And it's a hotel chain that's out of Amsterdam. They call it affordable luxury. So I guess it's going to be 4-5-star hotel, I would think. I don't have all the specifics, but I just happen to see that pop up as well as I'm looking at my industry news. And the unique thing about this particular, it's a new build, right? Because a lot of the hotels downtown now are reconstructed. They're like older bank buildings or, you know, office buildings or old apartment complexes that they're refurbishing and turning into hotels. But this is actually a new build from the ground up. And the unique thing about this one is it's prefabricated. Part of it is prefabricated, meaning it's made, most of it is made somewhere else, and they're bringing the little modules in and they're putting it together like a puzzle, right? So it's basically like a jigsaw puzzle. So, you know, your specs, okay, you want the room this size, whatever, and they just take it and just pop them together. Pop, 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 pop. 315 of them. Okay, we're done. And the unique thing, and that's unique, but the crazy thing is going to be done mid-2020. So are we like mid-19 now? So a year from now, this hotel that just started construction yesterday, or they just broke ground yesterday, supposed to be done mid-2020. But we all know how that works out, right, Natalie? Okay, we say we're going to be done at a certain day, and, you know, we're not done by a certain day. But anyway, we're going to look out for that. So I'll keep you guys posted on the Citizen M Hotel, which broke ground today, 315-room hotel. 4th and Spring Street. Small bottles of lotion, shampoo. Okay, people that travel and they go to these hotels, right? You ever see those, you know, every hotel has them, right? They have little small bottles of lotion and shampoo, and now they have body wash as well, and conditioner. I don't even know why they, do people use conditioner? Do you go and use conditioner and wash your hair with the shampoo? I don't. So I don't know if people do that. I think that's a waste of money. I always thought that was a waste of money. I used to be a housekeeping manager, so you used to give soap, a bar of soap, conditioner, and shampoo. I always thought, why can't we just eliminate the conditioner? and just use the shampoo. But that wasn't, if it's not part of the specs, then you can't do it, right? So, but I always thought that was a waste of money. Well, anyway, I think that stuff is on the way out. What do you think? I've been looking at some articles and things like that, and I was just, you know, just, and when I was in Denver, they have the, I think there was a bar soap in there, but most of the, like the body wash, the shower, the shampoo, and the conditioner were in wall-mounted dispensers in the shower, right? So that's what, I think that's what everyone's going to now, because it's refillable, and, you know, you're not, you know, throwing things away and, you know, being wasteful and filling the, overfilling our landfills and things like that. So it's more, what's the word? Gosh, I can't think of that word. Well, anyway, green. There you go. It's more green. So we're not, you know, just waste. We're not just throwing things away that's going to overfill our landfills and things like that. So we want to make sure, you know, we're doing things that are right by the environment. So that's where I see things going. Because like I said, I always thought that the conditioners were a waste of money anyway. But now maybe someone else said, you know what? I think conditioners are a waste of money. I still think they're going to have the conditioner. But like I said, it's going to be shower gel, conditioner, and shampoo. At least that's what I saw at the last hotel. I think the JW had that in their shower. At first, I thought it would look kind of cheap, you know, back, you know, maybe several years ago. But I'm like, that's kind of, I don't think I like that. But now that I think maybe that everyone else is doing it, and I think it's all about how they package it, you know, how it's installed. Because I've seen some that kind of they install and it looks pretty cheap. But the way the Marriott had it, it looked rather nice. So, hey, there you go. So the little bottles that we take, you know, I got some in my carry-on bag now. So I have little lotions and body wash. You know, I don't keep the conditioner because I don't use conditioner for my scalp. What? I don't have that much hair or have any hair at all. So, you know, so that was a thing that I wanted to bring up. This week, or actually today, I'm attending a media event in Marina Del Rey, hosted by Opa Hotels and Four Seasons Hotels Orlando. So there's luxury hotels, and for the most part, the Opa Collection, I think, is they're the one running the show, I think. But Four Seasons Orlando is going to be part of it as well. I guess I'll be able to tell you more about it next week when I go. But I got invited. Actually, I got invited through Jeanette Seha, who was a guest on my show about a month ago now. So she actually threw my name out there to someone who was in charge, and they said, hey, well, invite that guy. You know, so I got invited. So that's tonight. So next week, I'll be able to tell you actually how that was. So Opa Hotels, they have, I don't know, about 12 hotels nationwide. They have most of them in Florida, East Coast, and the Keys, Delray Beach, Hutchinson Island, Jupiter Beach, Key West, Florida. And then they have some in Clearwater, Naples, Sarasota, and Treasure Island. And they also have one in on the coast of New England, which is called Bar Harbor. You know, just to give them a little pub, you know, what the heck? You know, they invited me, so, you know, why not? So, and then they have one in the Camden, Rockport, and Rockland area of New England. I didn't see that part. And then on Thursday, I'm going to a LA foodie tour. So on Friday, MPI, Southern California Chapter, is having their awards gala event, which is, I said Friday night, right? And that's at the Fairmont Miramar in Bungalows, which is in Santa Monica. So I'm going, I didn't get invited to that. I'm just going. I had to pay to go to that one. I didn't get invited. So, you know, I guess I did get invited. They sent an email out, things like that. You know, I'm looking out the window here, and there's a car that looks just like mine. You think the valet guy is driving my car around? It looks exactly like my car, and it's turning back this way. I'm going to see if that's the valet guy driving my car around town while I'm doing this radio show, because he knows I'm doing a radio show. He knows what time I start and everything, and he's turning the corner. And let me just... hold on 1 second. I think that's that guy. Anyway, I'm going to ask him when I go pick up. Well, he's not getting a tip today. I hopefully filled it up because it was on empty. So anyway, so back to what I was saying. MPI Southern California Chapter is having their event on Friday night. Well, I want to say Las Vegas Tourism Board. They're hosting this LA foodie tour. And they asked me if I wanted to go. And I specifically said, I'm a vegan, right? I'm a vegetarian with vegan tendencies or vegan ways. So for the most part, I'm a vegan, right? But, if I have to eat some of the, if I'm in a place where I just have to eat something that's not necessarily that, I mean, I can do that, but hopefully I don't have to do that. But I specifically said vegan. They said, oh, they're going to have vegan options for you. So that's another thing I'm going to let you guys know next week. So that's on Thursday. So I got quite a few things to do this week, right? So I have, the thing tonight with Opal Hotels and Four Seasons. And then on Thursday, I have the LA Foodie Tour. And then on Friday, I have the NPI, Southern California Chapter Awards Gala. So that should be fun. You see a lot of industry people you haven't seen in a while, at least the last year. And so that should be cool. Contact information. How do you get a hold of Russell at Russell of Hotels or on air at Russell of Hotels? Russell at russellofhotels.com is my email. Twitter is at Russell of Hotels. IG is at Russell of Hotels. LinkedIn, Russell L. Edmond. Facebook, Russell L. Edmond and Russell of Hotels. And website, my website is russellofhotels.com. So the common theme here is Russell of Hotels. The show is live, right? But if you didn't reach it or didn't, you logged in too late or whatever, started watching late, you can always go back. So we have a podcast. So it's on every podcast platform that you have, whatever your favorite one is. You can just, on air Russell of Hotels and it'll take you to whatever, if that's, Google Play, iTunes, Spotify, whatever you use, it's on there. So please take a listen or take a look. And Facebook, I normally post that post the video after we're done, probably later today or tonight. I'll post it on all my social media platforms. So you can always take a look at the video if you want to see what I look like and what I'm talking about or what water I'm drinking today. Excuse me. So when you're doing a show by yourself, you get kind of parched. So you have to have water available. So I do. What is the Russell of Hotels group? Hotel site selection. So I assist organizations and companies with finding hotels for their groups, hopefully specifically within their guidelines. If that's rate, if they need to be at a certain place, their food and beverage needs to be a certain thing and only, certain hotels have it or whatever. I mean, that's what I do. So I make sure that whatever the group needs, I'm the one to find it for them. And it doesn't cost them anything. So it's called hotel site selection. So my job is to find a hotel venue for their group. 10 rooms or more is a group. It can be a conference. It can be a meeting. It can be a retreat. It can be a reunion, convention. So 10 rooms to, 1,000, 1,500, 5,000 rooms on peak, if that's what you so desire. That's my job. And that's what I'll do. I'll help whatever, whoever. Digital marketing via social media. I do a lot of postings for smaller hotels, indie hotels, for the most part that, don't have a huge budget, and they need some help. So I can either, teach them or train them how to post things, when to post things, what social media platforms work for them. Or I can do it for them, meaning I take control over it and, they know the kind of postings I'm doing. I mean, you can look at the postings that I do now for myself or for other hotels and see that, how much traction you get from them. So remember, when you're posting things, it's about, you have to be repetitive. You can't just do it one time and think, oh, I'm going to get all this business. Well, it's more about branding, getting your brand out and staying relevant. So, of course we want it. So hotel and destination video producing, I do videos of hotels. I do food. Normally it's either a tourism destination, a hotel, or food. I mean, if you look at my platform, I do that all day long. Every now and then I threw in some family stuff. I did do a family video when I was at this graduation over the weekend. So I do that as well. But that's, of course, that's for me personally. So, and then I have a radio show. It's called On Air with Russell of Hotels. You may have heard of it. Where I interview today's hospitality professionals. I'm just interviewing myself today. So I'm talking to myself today, but normally I have, whoever hospitality professional It can be anybody from any walk of life in the hotel industry. And we just chop it up, meaning we have conversation. We talk about their career, how they got to where they are, where they started. And there's a lot of, you know, in the middle things as well. Like, what do you like? What do you do? What's your favorite thing to do this? Blah, 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 blah. But it's all hotel related or industry related. It can be food related. I mean, they can be a chef. They can be restaurant manager, sales manager in a hotel, catering manager. They can run a yacht company, a yacht excursion company. I mean, that's all hospitality related. So those are things that we do or that we talk to. Who's on blast? Now, I've been bypassing this for the last several weeks because I've been, you know, I've been trying to get to the guests. So some of the stuff from that I normally, some of the content of the show that I normally address, I haven't been addressing. So I'm going to address it today, right? Who's on blast? The same people that have been on blast for a while are still on blast. So I did add a couple. Larry Broughton, you're still on blast. He's the CEO of Broughton Hotels. Brian Churchill, VP of LA Tourism, you're on blast. Nelly, a.k.a. Foodie Call. She's here in L.A. She's a food blogger. You're on blast. Luis Torres, Universal Studios. You're on blast. Kenya Bannister Stamps, VP, Associate VP of Sales and Service, Long Beach CVB. You're on blast. And two people that I added, they work for the same or they're partners in the same company. The company's called Sync Meeting Management. And the two gentlemen are called or their names are Samuel Thompson and Matthew Diamond. You're on blast. Okay. So I'm going to see some of these people probably this week or this on Friday for this MPI thing. So, but I'm not going to mention anything to them. Okay. So their job is to, if they hear that they're on blast, they need to contact me. And all these people have my contact information. Either they have my cell phone or they know my email. Or they can find me, right? Just Google me. You'll find me. Right, I'm not hiding. So that just means I respect these people enough to have them on the show. And we can talk about, you know, how they started and all that kind of stuff. You know, the normal stuff, right? So it's nothing that, you know, I'm not going to go out in left field and just start pulling stuff out of my butt, you know, to ask them questions. Someone's going to say something. What did you say pull it out of your butt? What does that mean? Anyway, I don't want to say too much now. Anyway, so those people are on blast. So Samuel Thompson and Matthew Diamond, you're the last ones on blast. And they do event management. So say I plan a meeting, but I don't do the event management. They will manage your event for you for, you know, registration, you know, breaks and things like that. Make sure everything goes according to plan, because if it's a big program, you know, one person can't do that. And sometimes you need to have professional people that have done this before in a, you know, a previous life. Do that for you. I mean, they'll check your BEOs and make sure the BEOs are banquet event orders, basically where your food and everything is ordered through that, right? So your times and all that for, okay, breakfast is at this time and this is what you're going to be serving. You know, you need a podium and microphone. You need this, you need that. Slideshow presentation at this time. They will keep things in order for you. So that's what event management does. I got some thank yous. Thank you to, I say, now this is on a personal note, okay? So when I went to Houston, I didn't stay in a hotel. I actually stayed at my family's house, right? And they didn't have to host 12 people, but they did, right? That's 12 people from the outside. They still have four people. They have a husband and wife, and they have two kids. So that's four people, and then 12 people in their house, 12 additional people. I mean, that's crazy, right? 16 people? There's no, I don't think I would have done it. Unless it was in the backyard, it was for half a day. But they did this from Thursday to yesterday, okay? Curtis Dean White and Thomas White, great friends of ours, hosted, like I said, 16 people or 12 people, and then plus their own family, so that's 16. Their son's graduation. This is in Houston, Texas. Great family time, and congratulations again to my nephew, Langston White. Congratulations and all the best in the next step of your life, which is college. Okay. We have to figure out which one you're going to. I mean, he's been accepted to quite a few, but he's a baseball player. So he's kind of on the fence as to which school he wants to attend, but, he's going one of them, right. And a good baseball player, great student, graduated with honors. So congratulations, young man. Miss Stephanie Sparks Smith, Thank you for last week. She's a founder and digital matriarch of Cogwheel Marketing, which they do things like SEO, content creation, or she does. I'm talking about they do. She does SEO, content creation, content marketing, Google Ads. If you're interested in Google Ads and things like that, don't know how to do it, call Stephanie. Google Ads, Google promos, pay-per-click ads, website and keyword design. You know, when you have a website, you know, you have to have certain words in there because you want it to be found on Google, things like that, right? So if you have certain words in there, there's certain order that words have to be in. So she actually gave me some advice. I don't know if you guys remember. She looked at my stuff and said, you know, you need a new website. Okay, you need to do this. You need to do that. Because there's certain things I couldn't do. There's some functionality that I couldn't do. And she already knew that, right? Just by looking at it, like, you probably can't do this. You have a hard time doing that. I said, you're absolutely right. So she said, okay, you need to do this. She's going to give me a name of a person that can help me with that, do another website. And then she also gave me some advice on my LinkedIn page. So she, you know, actually gave me some things that I should do. She actually sent me a link the other day. I haven't done it yet, Stephanie. So please bear with me, but she'll let me know. So Stephanie's great. And we actually went to lunch. She actually was open to going to a vegan place last week. So we went to, I don't know the name of it, but it's a Thai vegan restaurant in Studio City, which is not too far from here. But it was great. I had been there before because I used to work in Studio City, right? So I used to frequent it, but I hadn't been there in probably several years. And she was game to go, and she loved it. Although she did get something that had like the soy chicken, and she didn't care for the soy chicken, so she just stuck to the vegetables. But it was I can't think of what she had, but she enjoyed it. She finished it. She just didn't finish the soy chicken. But so Stephanie Spark Smith, like I said, if you ever need any of that information, it's Cogwheel Marketing. That's her company right there. That's displayed on Facebook Live. If you can't see it, cogwheelmarketing.com. So COG. WHEELMARKETING.com Cogwheel Marketing, like a cog. Some thank yous. Joe Tatisian, Hilton, Pasadena. He's a GM there. He helped out a family member of mine a couple of weeks ago for graduation at Occidental College. So I do appreciate, Joe, what you did for my family. They can't stop raving about, you know, oh, the Hilton, Pasadena, blah, 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 blah. So Joey T is what I call him. So thank you, Joey T. Congratulations to Larry Jones. He's a former director of sales and marketing at the Garland Hotel, which is in North Hollywood, NoHo. You know, there's WeHo, which is West Hollywood. Then there's NoHo, which is North Hollywood. Did you guys know that? But anyway, he worked at the Garland Hotel as a director of sales in NoHo. And then now he left there. Now he's a national sales director for Long Beach CVB. So he took his show on the road. I mean, he's a great director of sales, but now he's selling the destination, which is, I think that's the ultimate. I think I was talking to Marilis, who was a guest here a little while back. She works for Visit Anaheim, Marilis Kroc. And I say, isn't that like the pinnacle? Like, if you're a hotel person, what is the next step? What is the pinnacle of your career? And he said, well, a CVB or a tourism board, a DMO, whatever you call it, because you're not just selling a hotel. You're selling the destination and everything that comes with it. So I think that's the greatest thing. So congratulations to Larry for taking that next step. And I'm going to congratulate. I don't know if this is a congratulation or like, oh, I'm sorry. I don't know. Jim Schichter. Now, Jim Schichter was my former COO, chief operating officer for Broughton Hotel. So when I worked there as a GM, he was my boss, right? He actually promoted me to be a GM. Well, he retired the same time that I started. He retired around the time that he promoted me to GM, okay? Which that's not fair, right? But now, you know, he had to do what he had to do, and I understand that. But he came back. So he came out of retirement, and now he has the same position. He was actually a partner with Broughton Hotels anyway. So he just basically came back and assumed his old role as COO. So he actually sent me a text and said, hey, I'm back and, you know, we got to get together for lunch. So, yes, Jim, we do have to get together for lunch. But Broughton Hotels, they do
they only do, they only manage, they're a management company, but they only manage boutique hotels, right? So they have Sportsman's Lodge Hotel, which I used to be a part of. I used to be the GM and a director of sales there. That's there in Studio City. What else do they have in LA? They have the Normal Hotel. They have several of them, but those are the ones I'm going to mention because those are the ones I remember. Spanish Garden Inn, I think that's in Santa Barbara. Just the name three. Okay. But Jim is now back out of retirement, and now he's back working. So congratulations to you, Jim. All the best. And yes, we need to get together for lunch. And Broughton Hotels is broughtonhotels.com. BROUGHTONHOTELS.com. So Broughton Hotels. Who's the CEO? The guy that's on blast, Larry Broughton. Okay, so you may have heard that Broughton Hotels before. It's because Larry Broughton, I mention his name every week because he's on blast. So maybe I can get Jim to come on, right? So since Larry is obviously too busy. Hopefully he's listening. Congratulations. Now this is, okay. Let me rear back and let me take a swig of water first. A couple of weeks ago, I was in Denver. Right. I did a show on the road in Denver with Miss Amy Beardsley. OK, she was the leisure sales manager at the JW Cherry Creek. And I said that in past tense. Right. She was. OK. Well, now I have to congratulate her. Congratulations to Miss Amy Beardsley, former leisure sales manager at JW Marriott Cherry Creek, now director of sales and marketing at the Hotel Origin in Golden, Colorado, which is right south. I think it's right outside of Denver. I think Golden, Colorado, isn't that Coors beer? I think that's where they make Coors. I think I'm right. So she just took on a new role. So congratulations to her. See, that's what happens in the hospitality industry. You know, you're there 1 week and then you're gone the next, right? And this was, of course, this is something, a better opportunity came up for her. So, you know, some opportunities you just cannot pass up. So she's going from a sales manager, and she was a director of sales before before she became this leisure sales manager at the JW. So she was a director of sales before, but that hotel got sold. So that's why she took on the role as a leisure sales manager at the JW. And then an opportunity came up for her to be a director of sales again at a great hotel. She sent me pictures of it. It looks great. So the Hotel Origin in Golden, Colorado, 124 rooms, comp Wi-Fi, Nomad. The restaurant's called a Nomad Taqueria and Beer Garden. Shuttle to the Red Rocks Amphitheater. So, okay, so the claim to fame here. This is nearest, I think it's the only hotel that's near the Red Rocks Amphitheater. Now, the Red Rocks Amphitheater, from what I understand, I've heard about it, you know, over the years. It's kind of a rock formation, like, you know, it's not man-made. It's a natural rock formation that's, I guess, in the shape of like an amphitheater. I guess it may be the acoustics and the sound or whatever are great there. I mean, it's, and they kind of made it into this amphitheater, you know, like the Hollywood Bowl or whatever. But it's a natural thing. So the Hollywood Bowl, you know, they've constructed, it's man-made, right? But this is like, it's been made, it's this permanent rock structure or rock formation. So there's a lot of history there. So a lot of, like, the Beatles that played there before, a lot of top groups that played there before. So this hotel, I think, is the only hotel within miles of that place, of the Red Rocks Amphitheater. So she's now, Amy, who's a guest here on Air with Russell Hotels, is now the DOSM at the Origin Hotel, which is an independent hotel, right? So we have to give her, you know, give her some shout outs because the independent hotels, they need shout outs because, you know, they don't have a brand to carry them. So we have to do what we have to do for them. So like I said, 124 rooms. It's in Golden, Colorado. Some of the amenities they have, comp Wi-Fi. They have a restaurant with a beer garden, shuttle to the Red Rocks Amphitheater, free parking. They have mountain bikes you can just take and just ride. They have gym, and it's pet friendly. So there you go. So So website is originhotel.com. That's originhotel.com. So originhotel.com. So with all that, I mean, now I'm caught up. So caught up on everything I wanted to get caught up on, right? And now I'm just going to talk about, I just had one topic, and it had to do with hotels and CVBs. I mean, I may have talked about this before, especially when you have someone from a CVB here. But what is the objective? I guess what I wanted to get across is the objective of objectives of tourism. You know, what does tourism do for an area? Why do we have tourism boards and things like that? But anyway, so I just wrote down some things. It says bring substantial economic benefits to local communities and residents, conserves and protects the natural environment, as well as assuring respect of customs, traditions, and cultural heritage. Creates community awareness. Okay. Understand and support the tourism development. So if I work for a tourism board, right, do I do all that? Am I preserving things? Am I, you know, highlighting the historical part of it? Yeah, that's what I'm doing, right? So I'm doing that because I want people to come and utilize my destination. If that's, you know, L.A., I mean, I'm in L.A., so it's easy to say that, you know, L.A. or, say, Long Beach. So say I'm in one of those, because we just mentioned Larry Jones going to Long Beach CVB. So let's talk about Long Beach. Let's just say Long Beach. So, you know, what cultural things in Long Beach? So, you know, someone that's in that position like Larry, those are things that he would highlight. Like, so if I'm trying to get groups from the East Coast, let's say that's Larry's market or that's someone's market. You know, those are things that you're going to talk about because you want to sell that aspect of your destination. Because all we look at it as, you know, hotel people or people that are already in this industry. I'm not sure if people from the outside even think about tourism boards, because I was talking to someone and they asked me about a family reunion, right? And they said, well, how do you find out about, you know, maybe some free tickets or something like that? I said, well, I just go through the tourism board. They're like, huh? The tourism board? What do you mean? They said, oh, that's something that you can do because you're in that industry. I said, no, that is a public thing that anyone can go through and get information. So not because you're Russell of Russell of Hotels or have a radio show. No, it has nothing to do with that. It has to do with tourism. They want to get tourism there. If it's from me or Joe Blow on the street, that can bring stuff in as well. So my advice to everyone, if you're in the city, even if you want to be a tourism in your own city, right? I mean, LA is so sprawling and big, right? We haven't done everything. I mean, there's movie theaters everywhere. There's restaurants everywhere. Well, that's all part of your destination, right? And that's all a part of what a national salesperson for a CVB would be selling. So you're not selling one component. You're not just selling the hotel. You're selling the restaurants in the area. You're letting them know about, you know, different things that they can do for their group. Are there amusement parks around? How do I get there? Is there easy lift to get into the city, meaning the airport? You know, are there direct connections? If I'm coming from New York, what airlines fly to Long Beach or L.A.? I mean, most major airlines fly to L.A. all day long, right? But Long Beach, you know, maybe there's only a few, or maybe they only come certain times. So, you know, the job of a tourism board, a tourism bureau, a DMO, is to make sure all the bases are covered, from restaurants. I mean, I don't know, some tourism boards are membership based, so meaning they're only going to promote the ones that are members, but I can't see that someone wouldn't promote something that, you know, if it's downtown and there's a restaurant and you like it, I mean, you would promote that. I would think that. So, and there's this, you know, great Mexican restaurant that's right there next to the convention center, and they're not a member. Well, you can't just ignore that it's there, right? You can say, oh, there's a great Mexican restaurant right there next to the convention center. So that's an option, right? Or there's maybe the group wants to do a beer crawl, and there's like multiple bars that are just lined up on, and Long Beach would be Pine Street, and you can suggest those things. So they're going to all these restaurants. So that's an economic impact on that area, right? Not just the hotels. Okay. We know they have to have a place to stay. So they had a place to stay. Okay. They have it catered. So, okay, that's all within the hotel. But maybe one night they want to do the beer crawl and they want to do dinner at another venue. So the job of that particular salesperson, or the, I guess once it gets signed, it goes to a convention services person, or a, I can't think of the name of the other person that actually would take that over. But that's their job, to make sure the client knows everything there is to know about that particular destination. If there's cultural things to do, if there's amusement parks, what type of restaurants are there? I mentioned Lyft, airlift into that city, in and out. What about rental cars? Do we have motor coach service? You know, everyone's coming at the same time. They chartered a plane. I mean, can you have a chartered bus waiting for us? I mean, all that stuff promotes or creates an economic impact to a certain area. So that's how CVBs, they look at business. They measure business. So in a hotel, we do RevMax, right? So we look at every piece of business and say, okay, do we want it or not? Or if we want it, we want it in these certain dates. Same thing for a destination. It's just that it's on a much bigger scale. I mean, you're talking, a hotel can be 10 rooms, right? But the city, I mean, it can be in the hundreds of thousands of room nights, right? So you want to make sure, first of all, you have enough inventory to accommodate everybody, but you want to make sure they have activities to do while they're there, right? So if you're, you know, Long Beach and you're competing with, you know, you can compete with LA or whatever, but you may not have the amount of rooms that LA has, but Long Beach, you can sell it as maybe Long Beach is more walkable, meaning everything is in a close confined area, opposed to another destination that may be more sprawling or spread out. So that's the job of a DMC or a CVB, to sell the destination, right? So those, the destination, the services that they have, they're not just for, you know, everybody that does what I do. They're not just for hotel site selection people. They're for your regular person, but they just don't know that those resources or those services are available to them. You can contact your local CVB if you're, you know, in the IE, if you're in Southern California, that's the Inland Empire. Okay, so Ontario is out there, right? So Ontario, say you wanted to have something in Ontario. Contact them. Even if you just had people coming in for the weekend and you didn't really know what to do, maybe you're new to that area and you wanted to know what to do or what's going on. Are there concerts going on? You don't know. Look at their website or contact them and they'll be able to give you information about the restaurants, the shopping, airlines. I mean, they'll give you information about the, you know, which airlines come in, you know, how many people come in on an annual basis. I mean, I know that 50 million people came into LAX over the last year because LACVB puts that information out. I mean, this is public information. It's not just Russell information. This is information that we can all get because it's public and because we want people to come to LA, right? I mean, that's why we're getting information, because it creates, what does it create when you, 50 million people been to LA and I haven't been there yet? What does that create? It creates FOMO, fear of missing out. So 50 million people have been to LA and you haven't been here. You need to get here, get on a plane. Every airline is flying to LA. So you need to get here and create your own FOMO for your other friends. So that's how this whole thing works. Right. I've been rambling a little bit, but I think it's just important that, you know, sometimes, you know, On Air Russell of Hotels is about education. And sometimes I want to take a step back and cover some things maybe I haven't covered. I think I touched on CVBs, but never really got into it as far as, you know, the economic impact and why they exist, right? I mean, they're like the arm of the city, but I think most of them are, what do you call them, nonprofit organizations. I think that's how it works. Where they're the nonprofit arm of the city, and they go out and their sole job is to bring in and create economic impact. So I was telling a friend of mine, and I'm about to close now, but he does basketball tournaments, right? And I was saying, well, you know, I was mentioning destinations where he can have one. This is in Southern California. And he didn't realize, you know, he said, well, it's just a small tournament. It's only like 30 teams and this and that. I'm like, 30 teams times what? How many people on per team? Let's say it's 16 people, including the team and the coaches. Okay, so they're going to need hotels. Well, how are they going to get around? Oh, well, they rent a van. Okay, they got to get a van. Okay, are they flying and driving in? No, they're coming from everywhere. They're coming from the East Coast. They're coming from the Midwest. They're coming from, you know, the South. Okay, so you get all these people coming into this one particular area. Are they going to eat? Or are they bringing their own food? Well, no, they have to eat. Do they eat in the hotel? No, they normally go to restaurants. Bam. Okay, so you already got, they're flying in. You know, you got multiple teams. They're going to need hotels. They're going to need rental cars. They're going to need vans or whatever. And they're going to have to eat, right? So all these things, and then they're going to have downtime. So is there a mall around or is there an amusement park? Economic impact. So those are the things that create economic impact for a destination. So you may think something is small, but the services there are free, and just take advantage of those services. So, of course, I want, you know, everyone that's planning something to come through Russell of Hotels, because that's what I do. I do site selection and things like that. So I want everybody to do that. But just in case you didn't know that the CVBs or tourism boards and things like that are there to help you. Those services are free. They are there to the public, and they would appreciate it if you called them. I'm just going to be honest, because when I don't send things through a bureau or a CVB, guess what? They're on me like, how'd you source it? Oh, I went through, we have this other thing that we use. Did you copy us on it? You know, they get little attitudes, right? You're like, well, did you copy us on it? You know, I forgot. Well, you have to do this. We're trying to help you out. And I got the message, right? So that's why I'm talking about this, because I got the message now. So I'm on board. You should be on board too. So it's a service that's free, just like my services are free. So call me. I'll take you through the CVB. You know, I'll do everything for you. But that's what they're there for. They're there to assist you with everything. So that if that's Lyft, if that's hotel, if that's rental car, if that's restaurants, if that's venues, to even like the basketball thing, the basketball tournament venues for that. I mean, there's local colleges, universities, or there's convention centers that even host. They had a tournament in Long Beach, I believe, in their convention center. So, I mean, some of the top players in the United States were there playing, that are going off to college. They're playing in the Long Beach Convention Center. So, I mean, there's venues there that can do multiple things, not just for basketball. I mean, if you have a church, you know, a religious organization that needs something, if you have associations, if you're in a fraternity, sorority, I mean, those things are there for you, but a lot of people don't know how to navigate through the whole sales process. That's where Russell of Hotels comes in. So anyway, I want to thank you so much for joining Russell of Hotels, On Air with Russell of Hotels. I can never get that right? On Air, I want to thank you. Let me start over. I want to thank you for joining On Air with Russell of Hotels. I appreciate you. I don't exist unless you guys listen, and you guys do listen. I post things out. I get a lot of great comments. I do appreciate it. So if you're interested in sponsorships and things like that, please give me a call. Just like Cogwheel Marketing. So I appreciate Stephanie Spark Smith. Thank you so much for doing that for us. We look forward to seeing her again someday soon. We look forward to you guys listening to me again next week. So you guys take care. Any questions at all, you already have my contact information, just feel free to reach out to me. So thanks again for joining On Air with Russell of Hotels, and have a great day. Thanks.
Thank you for joining On Air with Russell of Hotels. Please tune in every Tuesday at 1 p.m. as we talk to other hospitality professionals. Your feedback is important. Email Russell at russell@russellofhotels.com with any questions or suggestions. Until next time, try not to be a person of success, rather become a person of value.